This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Speaking of the 4th of July, you know, in 1776, that's when the first 4th of July took place. That was the ratification of the Declaration of Independence. That was the declaration that was drawn up to stating our independence from the British Empire. It was written by Thomas Jefferson. And one of the great, most famous line in the whole declaration, I'm sure most of you know it by heart, but at least the title. But we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, and they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, which among these are life, liberty, and then the last thing is the pursuit of happiness. That was put in there because of the strong desire that you and I have for happiness. We have a strong desire to be happy. Very few people want to be miserable. There are some. There are some, and they make decisions to make sure that happens to them. There are people that have very poor self-images. There are people that carry a tremendous amount of guilt, and they're always choosing things that hurt them. You wonder why somebody would choose certain things and say, boy, they just get out of that relationship and they choose another one, and it's terrible. Why do they do that? Because they got something inside of them that thinks that they don't deserve something better than that. So there are people that do make those kinds of choices. They choose to be miserable and unhappy and so forth. They live on negative energy. There are people that love problems. They get up in the morning and they can't wait to find the next one. And they love the drama of having problem after problem after problem. And everything they have to expand and make a larger problem out of, because they live off the negative energy. There's something inside of them. Their wiring of their mind is somehow messed up through the years, and they like the negativity. It somehow it fits them, it suits them. And that's a different problem. It's a different message to deal with that. But God does deal with it. We were reading yesterday on Luke 4:18 that Jesus was anointed to preach. And in that preaching, it was to heal the brokenhearted and to bring deliverance to the captive and to deal with those that are wounded and bruised and so forth. And so there is in the ministry of the Word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit to us, there is hope for those people who live in that realm of negativity. But normal people, generally speaking, if whatever normal is, normal people, generally speaking, have this desire. They want to be happy in life. And that's very understandable. And so that's put in the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence, that the pursuit of happiness should not be interfered with by outsiders or by the government or by anybody. And in the New Testament, of course, Jesus spoke of happiness. He spoke of the way to be happy, and he gave us a different way than the world gives us. And he outlined it for us beautifully in Matthew chapter 5. And the Beatitudes, you've heard of those before. And it's a Greek word. It means to be blessed or to be happy. Happy is the poor in spirit, and happy is so on and so forth. But what Jesus is talking about is a blessedness, a happiness that is a deep spiritual well-being that goes on in a person's heart. a joy in the soul, a happiness. And in the Old Testament, we also have an outline of happiness, and that's found in Psalm 1. And that's where we are this morning. In Psalm 1, the word that begins with the first verse, it says blessed, which also means happiness. E-S-H-E-R, Esher, is the Hebrew word. It means happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable. Enviable means that you're so happy, you're so carefree, you're so relaxed about living your life, that people look at you and they wish they were like you. Boy, I wish I was more like that lady, because you know, she seems to just go through life and she's always smiling, she's always has a even disposition. She's not up and down and up and down, but she's very, very, you know, and so it becomes an enviable disposition to have. And so in Psalm 1, it says happy, fortunate, prosperous, enviable is the man or the woman who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number 2, stands in the path of sinners. Number 3, sits in the seat of the scornful. So this outlines for us a way for a person to be happy and for a believer to experience the joy of the Lord, which is the strength of his Christian walk in Nehemiah 8:10. It is God's will for you to be happy. It is God's will for you to be happy. God is not asking anybody to be miserable in life. He wants you to be happy. But the first thing about happiness is not something to do, but it is something not to do. And the thing that this psalm says not to do is to listen to those who are called the ungodly. The ungodly are who? Those people that don't have God. God's not in their life. They might know about him. They might have heard him when they were growing up. They heard about God. They were taken to church. But he's not an active participant in their life. They don't have a following after God. They're not what we would call Christianized at all. They go through the world. If you ask them if they believe in God, they might say yes. They might say, I don't know. But God is not in their life. And their counsel, their opinions, their philosophy of living is something that the psalmist here is saying, that's what you don't want to listen to. If your desire is, if you're in the pursuit of being happy in this life, which most of us are, this is something you don't want to listen to, their opinions, their philosophy, their ideas of what makes you happy. Because it ultimately is wrong. The world, we know, is filled with salesmen. And those salesmen are always pitching a product. And the product might be an item, or it could be a lifestyle, but it's a product. And the way that they pitch the product is, if you own this, if you can achieve this, if you can have this, if this is something you possess, this will make you happy. Now, it could be a microphone. If you own this microphone, you will be the happiest public speaker in all the world, because this microphone is the newest. It has got all new features in it. It has these amazing buttons down here. And they go on and on to sell you a product, letting you know if this microphone was yours, you are going to sing through it and sound so beautiful. Because this will make you happy. Now, that's one item. But now let's go to a lifestyle. If you have this certain lifestyle, if you are a player on Friday nights, and you're out in the party scene, and you have a certain lifestyle that you live, and you look a certain way, and you dress a certain way, and you have a certain kind of car, and you have a certain kind of hairstyle, then you will be happy with that lifestyle. That lifestyle will make you happy. And this is propagated by the people who provide the clothing, provide the cars, provide the nightclub experience, provide the alcoholic beverage that you drink, provide the hairstyles that you wear, all the people that are marketing this stuff to add to your happiness. And you'll buy it because it makes you happy. And maybe not you, but most people. But That's how the world operates. Even the salesmen who are selling it to you are told the more they sell, the happier they'll be, because they'll get commission on what they sell you, whether it's a lifestyle or a product. And so everybody is out there in the pursuit of happiness, which is the normal way of life. Everybody's looking for happiness. Here, the psalmist is saying, if you want to be happy, don't listen to all that stuff, which will bombard you day in and day out. Every time you turn around, there'll be a billboard, there'll be a radio announcement, there'll be somebody who's your friend who's telling you something that you, that's, and he'll preface it by saying, this would be really cool if, and then he'll tell you what you got to do or be or look like in order to be really cool. And to be cool, you'll be happy, because you can go around feeling happy about the fact that you're so cool. And but all of that goes with the world. And the psalmist is saying, don't get into all that. Don't listen to all that. That is not the road to happiness from God's point of view. And the world is filled with salesmen. They're trying to sell you a new lifestyle or maybe even a new pair of shoes to make you happy. So, yeah, I'm trying to hit them out there now. Getting down and dirty now. New shoes, new lifestyle, and directs you how to make yourself happy. And there's nothing wrong with things. This is not an anti-materialist message where all things are evil. There's nothing wrong with things. Things are okay. Shoes, products, things, whatever it is. 1 Timothy 6:17, God says, enjoy things. Enjoy things. It's okay. What the psalmist here is saying is, don't think though that things are the means or the way to be happy. That's all. You can enjoy the things, but don't think that those things are going to give you permanent happiness in your life. In the pursuit of happiness, those things will not give you permanent happiness. They give you a temporary happiness, and then you have to buy the next thing. And then the next thing, and then the next thing, and the next thing. You know, guys, we always have to have a new toy, and then another toy, another toy. And we play with our toy, and then we got to get another toy. Then we got to enhance our toy. Then we got to get the newest model of our toy. I'd bring up cell phones, but that would be mean to you. Everybody has to have the latest edition, and the one that talks and makes your coffee in the morning. But everybody, you know, we're all looking for the next thing that'll make us happy. Do they have that? I think they might. So the human heart seeks happiness where it cannot be found. It can be found temporarily. I got my new cell phone. I'm happy. And but the next time the newest model comes out, I want the next one. And the next one, and the next one. So the things of the world are always temporary in terms of happiness, which leads you to a life of pursuing. In many cases, never really finding the permanent happiness that people's hearts are really seeking for. So, the ungodly, the person without God, goes from unhappiness to happiness to unhappiness to happiness.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Godfrey Electric is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving St. Lucie, Martin, Palm Beach, and Broward.